This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, everybody's friend, actually. Ken is a practicing cardiologist, one of the top cardiologists in the country, as a matter of fact, award-winning facilitator. He's down at Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. During the course of the program, we'll tell you how you can be in touch with him. Most people that listen to this hour of the Good Day Health program are very impressed with Ken's knowledge, his research ability, because he is a researcher in addition to being a cardiologist, a practicing physician. So he goes through all of the charts for the week. He goes through the medical journals and scientific journals to figure out what it is that's going on around us that's been studied that we will be impacted by and how it will impact us. So let's start with this business about smoking and the coronavirus. And can we add to that secondary smoke, because there appears to, and vaping too, there appears to be some new knowledge this week, Ken, that I've come across that indicate that people who are around vapers or smokers now, the secondhand smoke makes you very vulnerable for the virus. Yes or no?
Well, let me tell you what we know the most about. This comes out of Developmental Cell Medical Journal. It's about to be published. The lungs of people who smoke, they contain more of the receptors that the new coronavirus uses to invade the cells. And this could explain why people with the virus who also smoke appear to be particularly vulnerable to severe illness. Mm-hmm. And whether this happens also in people with secondhand smoke, it would be logical, but this study was done on firsthand smoke. And whether with vaping, the same answer. So with coronavirus, the better general good health you're in, the more likely you're not going to get the severe form. And whatever it takes to get yourself into good health will lower the risk. Because if you know anything about the severe form, it's not anything anyone wants.
All right. So let's talk about smoking and the aspects of when you quit, what it does to you or for you. I think you and I have talked about this over the years, because people who quit seem to think, and I've forgotten whether it's true or not, that they can recover in a relatively short amount of time. I know with my mother, who died at the age of 50 of emphysema because she'd smoked since she was 17, it was a heavy smoker, that it plugged up the tar in the cigarettes, in the smoke, plugged up those little, what do they call them, capillaries, the little things that actually do the exchanging of the oxygen in the blood. Isn't that what those things are called?
Right.
That stuff was all plugged up, and how would you unplug them if you stopped smoking? I guess that would be my question.
Everything takes time. There's a timeline for everything. Literally, after an hour that you stop smoking, your heart rate drops, your blood pressure begins to drop, the circulation may start to improve. After 12 hours, there are toxins like carbon monoxide, which is a gas present in cigarette smoke. This begins to lower. After just one day, the heart attack risk begins to decrease.
Really?
And this will go down over the next few months, and it doesn't get down to where it should be without for several years. Mm-hmm. But 1 year after quitting smoking, a person's coronary heart disease risk decreased by about a half, and this will continue to drop even past the one-year mark. Cigarettes contain many toxins that cause the arteries and blood vessels to narrow, which you were talking about, and these same toxins also increase the likelihood of developing blood clots. And after 5 years without smoking, the body has healed itself enough for the arteries and blood vessels to begin to widen again. And this widening means the blood is less likely to clot, and it lowers the risk of a stroke. The risk of stroke will continue to reduce over the next 10 years as the body heals, and will continue even after that. After 10 years, a person's chance of developing lung cancer and dying from it are roughly cut in half compared to with someone who continues to smoke. The likelihood of developing mouth, throat, or pancreatic cancer has significantly reduced. After 15 years of having quit smoking, the likelihood of developing coronary heart disease is equivalent to a non-smoker. So it takes 15 years to get your heart attack risk back to what it was if you had not smoked. After 20 years, the risk of death from smoking-related causes, including both lung cancer and cancer in general, drops to the level of a person who's never smoked.
Wow.
20 years.
20 years. What a price to pay for being addicted to nicotine, isn't it? I mean, think about it. So let's step ahead. We were talking, or I suggested that vaping might be another one of the things that will compromise your system. We all know that because there's been a lot of discussion, talk, and study on vaping. So would we put vaping into the same category as secondhand smoke? Being around somebody who vapes is just as bad for you as being around somebody who smokes regular tobacco products.
All of the above. Mm-hmm. If you vape, you're not doing it for your health. Maybe you're helping yourself get off of cigarettes, and maybe this is of some benefit. But most people, it seems these days, are using it for other reasons. But yeah. If you're working with a physician, and this is the, you know, your only choice of getting off of cigarettes, you know, maybe it'll help, but if you're using it for any other indication, you're not using it for your health.
There's a study this week about vaping what that does for your gums and your mouth. Looks like it's pretty yucky.
Exactly. This comes out of the medical journal Science Advances this week. And as you were alluding to, Doug, e-cigarettes can damage more than your lungs. This new research shows that only a few months of vaping might also trigger gum disease. Vaping is a big assault on the oral environment, and the change happens dramatically and over a short period of time.
It's the same kind of thing as chewing tobacco, as smoking a pipe or a cigar. It seems everything I've ever learned about it make it more difficult, or let's just say you're more vulnerable for gum problems because of whatever the stuff is that's in that kind of tobacco as well. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oof, it's horrible stuff. Think about it for a minute. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on our overview of what's going on. It's Good Day Health. The wealth and the health and well-being of all of the people listening to this program enhanced, as Ken would tell you any number of times, by getting a good night's rest. One of the top five things you need to keep your health. And how many of you are sleeping well or not is the question, because there are a number of things on your mind when you go to bed. You can't clear your mind. Well, is your bedroom comfortable, susceptible for good sleep? Is your bed, are your pillows, all the things that it takes to take care of you need to be at the top of your list. You're not any good to your loved ones if you don't take care of yourself. So I would suggest to you, if you haven't taken the opportunity, availed yourself of the special deals at MyPillow.com, you probably could do that right now while you're thinking about it. It's the BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free, whether it be pillows, sheets, towels, duvet covers, you name it, they've got it, and they want you to take advantage. Why not? Buy one, get one free. The pricing is now, and the time is now, for you to go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and use the DJV code to get these great deals on the roll-and-go travel pillows, all kinds of accessory pillows, seat cushion. Again, it's a fabulous place to sort of tune up your house and your rest and relaxation. Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the code DJV.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. The list of things that Ken has studied. Here we have, back to COVID-19, isolation and the risks that... So this is kind of a damned if you do and damned if you don't thing. Don't do it is kind of what I read into this. If you have it, you want to stay away from other people, but staying away from other people can have mental... there's more suicides, Ken. Because of this COVID and the isolation, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. The treatment of this is almost catching up to the problem. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of collateral damage, and those are the things that we need to be considering about what we're doing to those of us who don't have the illness and all the other collateral damage and all the things that we're... All, we can talk about how much havoc healthcare is in, but let's first talk about the social isolation issue. This comes out of the PLOS One Medical Journal this week, that social distancing can help stop the spread of COVID-19, but social isolation, which is very different, may have the opposite effect and also lead to other health problems. Socially isolated people, Doug, they're nearly 50% more likely to die from any cause, and older isolated people, especially those in residential nursing homes, are at much higher risk for the new coronavirus. Having strong social relationships is of high importance, especially for your heart health.
So if you're depressed or you're anxious, this is contributing to it. And it's bad enough as you get older anyway, in terms of who's being affected by depression and anxiety. Another study along that line, right?
Exactly. A study completed by the U.S. Census Bureau found that one-third of all Americans are struggling with anxiety or depression amid the coronavirus pandemic. Doug, with at least 100,000 deaths reported in America due to the coronavirus and months-long stay-at-home orders isolating billions globally, mental health has become a serious issue. 47.4% of adults aged 18 to 29 show signs of anxiety or depression, where only 19.8% of adults in their 70s exhibit signs. So the millennial generation seems to be mentally affected the most by this, interestingly.
All right, we continue with Good Day Health in a matter of moments. I would like the latest on some of these treatments. We've been following two or three of them, so I want to get Ken's update on what is transpiring, actually, in the testing department. As we continue here, focusing on your health and well-being on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Continuing on our Good Day Health quest to get information to you that you can trust and understand, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, Marlboro, Florida. I love the idea that Ken can get to more people now because of the telemedicine realities that have been created around the virus. So there's something good that's come out of this. And a lot of you who don't want to travel, heavens, nobody's going anywhere. I think I saw with one airline, they're down to 5% of what their traffic was a year ago today. Most every airline has hundreds of planes just sitting on the ground. Nobody seems to be going anywhere. So if you don't want to go to Orlando, but you still want to avail yourself of what Ken might be able to do for you to help you out, how about practicing telemedicine? Maybe, as I said, even easier. Call his office. Find out. Explore. 352-735-1400 is the office in Florida. 352-735-1400. All right, I suggested that we ought to talk for a moment about treatment on the research front. Maybe not much has changed. Is the research continuing to go on, whether it is the Z-Pak and the malaria drug, or whether it's remdesivir or the vaccines and stuff? Isn't there pressure to find something, and shouldn't we expect to have new information every week on this stuff?
Well, there's a huge amount of effort and energy to get to the finish line. There's a lot of prize there for the people who come up with something, and there's a lot of effort. I mean, there really, if you get to the bottom line, there's not a whole lot new this week compared to last week. There's an article in the New England Journal of Medicine just today about remdesivir, but they basically tried either a 5-day or a 10-day course in severe COVID-19, found no difference in the effectiveness of the 5 or the 10-day, but they admit in the article there was no control group, so they can't really tell what the benefit of the remdesivir was.
My God.
Yes.
What a mess.
And then, if you listen to mainstream media about hydroxychloroquine and
it'll kill you.
And
you're dead if you take it.
You know, there was another study that was put out in patients who were given it as they were leaving planet Earth, the most severely ill people. And this is not how the recommendation is. The recommendation is to treat immediately after diagnosis. That's where you get the true benefit. And then when you do an EKG before you start, and at day two, you don't see any heart issues. So, but the headlines are that it doesn't work, that it causes all these problems. And then you look at the NYU study that actually did a controlled study with azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc in New York, at NYU in New York City. And this was controlled. They saw a 44% decrease in the number of deaths with that combination. But then you'll read in the media that, you know, there's no evidence that it's effective. It kills people. So it's really sad how political the treatment
It's crazy.
COVID has become. It's all politics, and it's really sad. And I'm really unhappy about it.
Well, every damn thing in this country is about politics now.
It's very sad.
Even our health and well-being. It is, and whether you want to be a victim or you don't, I suggest one of the things great about having Ken here is you have an independent voice, the same as Jack Stockwell. Independent voices thinking about things, doing the research, coming up with their own conclusions, and not listening to Fauci or some of these other clowns that are... They just have nothing to gain. Well, they have a lot to gain, but it isn't necessarily going to help you. They're on their own little trip, and so it's troublesome. It really is. And the vaccine, I think, is kind of, we're in the same place with vaccines as well. So don't hold your breath, I guess, would be the word to the wise. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Crunk.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who was being detained by Minneapolis police, riots broke out across the country. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
It's not for lack of planning. It was not a wanton. Weren't you ready for this? Yes, and we put a force on the ground when I asked them. This is larger than anything that has ever been deployed with the most qualified troops on there, and you're still seeing people say, where are they? There is a finite number of folks that can go out there. That's why we have to try. And I think about it with these people. So we just say everything is locked down.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden gave word on video that he spoke to Floyd's family.
Again, to George's family, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I promise you, we do everything in our power to see to it that justice is had.
This is USA Radio News. NASA and SpaceX are battling storm clouds again in Florida during what could be the second attempt in 4 days to launch astronauts up to the International Space Station. Elon Musk's SpaceX aims to be the first private company to launch astronauts into orbit, while NASA hopes it will mark a return to human spaceflight from U.S. soil for the first time in 9 years. After the launch on Wednesday was scrubbed, astronaut Doug Hurley posted a thanks to SpaceX and NASA teams on Twitter after he spent 3 hours in the Crew Dragon capsule atop the rocket waiting for the launch. If today's launch is postponed, there's another chance coming up tomorrow. If the mission is successful, NASA plans to launch another SpaceX capsule to the space station on August 30th. 5 regions of New York State are ready for phase 2 of the reopening. That includes most retail, salons, and offices. The Big Apple will begin phase 1 on June 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Second half hour of Good Day Health for this week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. One of the things that I would like to go over just for a minute, Ken, in terms of stats, because the news media seems to be, I don't like reporting the other radio shows that I do. I don't want to talk about the stats because I think what does it do for you? Unless you're trying to really get a focus on reality versus circumspect numbers that come from, they're reported by. We all know that a lot of people are dying of this disease that aren't being reported. They're being categorized as pneumonia deaths or, you know, whatever other things could be tied into it. But my numbers that I'm looking at here from various sources lead me to believe that as many as 4 million people around the planet have died of this, half of them in China, the other half in ways there are numbers like in America, they report 100,000, but people whispering behind the scenes say, well, it's really a couple of 100,000 because doctors are not reporting all of the info. They'll say somebody's died of pneumonia when really, in fact, it was COVID or complications of COVID. So what do you make of the numbers, and are they important? I mean, under the circumstances, so what?
Well, the numbers are hard to really interpret because on both sides of the numbers, there are people who are dying with COVID, not because of COVID, that are being counted. And then there are people who are dying who are not even getting to the hospital because people these days are afraid to go to the hospital, unfortunately, and they're dying at home and are not even getting counted. So the count is at best an estimate, and it's hard to know what the exact number is.
Yeah, all right. So whether that's important to you or not, it only does, it just increases anxiety, I think, much as anything else. Oh, am I going to get it? And if I don't wear a mask, will I get it? And if I'm too close to somebody else, will I get it? Nah, you're not going to know. You might not. There's creative license being taken with the way people are being observed and what's going on in the hospital. Remind me before we're done to tell you about my latest experience trying to get a test done in a hospital. The patients who are not symptomatic, you call them, I think the medical term is asymptomatic.
Correct.
So who are those people? And if you're not symptomatic, how do you know you have it?
Well, that's a big, kind of huge issue. And there's breaking news just out from the medical journal JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network, actually this morning. It reports that asymptomatic patients, that means people with COVID who show no signs or symptoms of it, they're not coughing, they don't have a fever, they're not short of breath, they haven't lost their taste or smell, no abdominal symptoms. These people who are asymptomatic, who have the COVID-19 virus, actually shed it for about 8 days. They can give it to you for 8 days. And these people are more likely to be women in their 20s, 30s, and early 40s. And this compares to the 19 days that a person who has symptoms and is infected with COVID give off the virus. I think right now, especially if you're in a hot area, it's a good idea to wear a face covering, a mask, because we don't know who the asymptomatic carriers are. And also, if you have it, you're protecting everyone else. I think the face mask works both ways.
What about people who are saying or theorizing that when you wear the face mask, it's bad for you because you continue to breathe the same, you're breathing out stuff that may be contagious, and because the way the masks are constructed, you're breathing it back in.
There is that side to it, and that's why you don't want to use the same mask for 3 years. And depending on how hot an area you're in, and what kind of mask you have, how often you want to change it. You know, if you're intubating and extubating patients all day, with every patient you want to change the mask. Mm-hmm. You know, these are people putting tubes down.
Nurses, throat. Doctors, yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And you're in the range of fire with every single patient. Those people want to change the mask every time. You know, if you're sitting in Wyoming right now, you know, your mask will be able to last a lot longer. So it a lot of it depends on some common sense, where you are, what kind of mask you have, who you are, and you need to thread the needle of that, because, you know, there are people, surgeons live in a mask all day, their whole working life, and they have to deal with the issue that you just pointed out. But certainly, you know, the risk and the benefits far outweigh them. You know, this is a lot of, like what you're saying, is when we first came out with seat belts, you know, would we be, if we had an accident, we couldn't get away from it, so we shouldn't wear the seat belt. And I think in time people realized that the benefits far outweigh the potential risk of wearing the seatbelt. I think most people would agree to that. And I think what you're pointing out right now is very similar to the debates we had when seatbelts first were being introduced for everybody to wear.
Well, there's a lot of fear because there's a lot of fear-based thinking. There's a lot of fear because there's a lot of lack of real, true info. You're trying to faff it out every week to find what's real. You just said there's not much new in the drug department or the vaccine department. So people get worked up.
Vaccine news was last week, there's a little bit of new, you know, a few other companies starting their trials, but people want to hear there's a vaccine for me and we're going to get back to our life, normal life, and that we're not yet at. There has been some hope with some vaccines. There have been ups and downs. The report last week we mentioned of a vaccine where actually everybody who had gotten it had developed enough antibody against the vaccine that would actually protect them. There was just a report yesterday, the day before, that of one of the patients in the study reporting some adverse effects. It's unclear how what all that meant. So there's a lot of noise with these trials. Yeah, so the bottom line is we're not yet ready to get everybody out. But what's really good about these companies that are developing these vaccines, they are making millions of doses on the front end before they're even shown to be safe and effective to speed things up. Usually they take a long time to do the safety and effectiveness, and then they ramp up to the production. And in tribute to these companies, they're already manufacturing before they've shown they're safe and effective.
Well, there's a lot of dough to be made if they come up with the right thing. There's a lot of incentive to do that. And speaking of incentive, a lot of people who, again, back to this fear-based thinking, who think that they may have it, and if they're going to be seen by a doctor, they're going to be around other patients, so they don't go get treatment. They don't get exam. They just sit on their hands.
Well,
that's pretty dangerous thing to do.
For most people with this illness, there's no treatment specifically that they're going to get from their doctor. And that's really the dilemma. It's the people who have the severe form that want to get into the healthcare system. The people who don't have the severe form want to stay away from the healthcare system and not get everyone else ill.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a reminder about a couple of things that have been fueling conversation about coronavirus and how to maintain your safety net. Getting to ideal body weight is something the 10 will tell you. And the way to do that is with Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's stimulant-free, drug-free, more successful than you can possibly imagine. So easy to administer, easy to do. 4 pills at night, let your body do the work while you're sleeping. All this and an 86% success rate. So use the discount code DJV for no shipping costs and also for the deal. You get to buy 3 at the regular price, 3 free. Get them as many quartiles as you'd like. It's a 6-month program, as far as I'm concerned, to lose the weight and keep it off. But boy, is this a successful product. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV for that. And don't forget about the impact of having vitamin D as well. Vitamin D is a solution to, Ken has been saying for years, we need vitamin D. It's crucial for bone and muscle health. You get out in the sun as much as you can. You supplement if you're deficient in vitamin D. And many of us are. Many of the people that are suffering from the COVID don't have a healthy immune system and don't have enough vitamin D. So if you want to get the right amount of vitamin D in the right way at the right price, go with Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products. Advanced D is doctor formulated. You get it by going to PurityD.com. That's the website, PurityD.com, $19.95 for a 1-month supply. So that and losing weight, boy, you'll be a long way to getting down the road to health. Don't go around being deficient in vitamin D. Get your immune system perking today. And when you try Purity's Advanced D, they'll send you, without charge, a 30-day supply of their ultra-pure fish oil, and you get free shipping. So that's PurityD.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
Ready?
According to new findings presented to American pediatricians, riding a slide on a parent or guardian's lap increases the risk of injury to a child.
Basically injuring and fracturing their lower leg.
Dr. Stephen Maher is an emergency medicine specialist.
And when the parent's weight behind them, it actually causes increased force on the foot and ankle and causes fractures at that point.
According to researchers, of kids under 6 years old, toddlers ages 12 to 23 months had the highest percentage of injuries. The most common injury was a fracture, usually resulting from the lower leg being twisted or bent backward while sliding. Dr. Maher's advice is to monitor kids closely, but let them slide solo.
They're more flexible and they have less weight and therefore less likely to have a fracture.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit HomeAdvisor.com/offer for details. That's HomeAdvisor.com/offer.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health program. Right, you had some more items to add to where we were discussing where we are, I guess, rather than where we were.
Right. We were wondering what to do about the people who have mild symptoms. And
yeah,
this is another area of controversy because there is Dr. Didier Raoul in Marseille, France, who is advocating hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin early on, right after you're diagnosed, and this could potentially be a reason that you wanted to get some health care, but this is really not being generally approved by the authorities for doing that, and this is where there's a great controversy of what to do in that setting, and this is a real dilemma for a lot of people on both sides, the treaters and the people who have the illness. And also in this realm is an interesting study that just came out in the last day, published in the medical journal Thorax. We were talking about asymptomatic patients, and they report that up to 80% of COVID-19 infections are asymptomatic. And this comes off of one of the cruise ships where coronavirus had an outbreak, and they report in this that more than 80% of the people who tested positive for COVID-19 did not show any symptoms of the disease.
And it's mutating, as you said. And by the way,
well, I didn't say that. These viruses often do in some ways, and often the mutation makes it less infectious. Sometimes it makes it worse, but sometimes as it continues, it burns itself out by mutating, and it can go either way. That is uncertain. And fortunately, with COVID-19, most of the cases are asymptomatic, minimal, mild. It's this severe form of the disease that a fraction get, which is the one you want to avoid, because this is a very nasty, nasty illness. The interesting thing, you know, it's not so interesting, but the amazing thing, as somebody who, for as many years as I have, has watched these bugs, this bug is really unpredictable. It's amazing how in one person you don't get any symptoms, and in another person from head to toe it destroys. And it's just amazing how different it affects different people.
I think it has to do with your immune system as much as anything else. A couple of podcast reminders about gooddayhealthshow.com. Ken, in the most recent Good Day Health Show podcast, focuses on what we really know at this point about the coronavirus and how it spreads. And there also is an interesting podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com about fruit, tea, and red wine and what they have in common. So catch up with medical news and how it applies to you by listening to our podcast every week, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I've started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with an overview of some of the questions that come from people who listen carefully to what Ken says and may still have questions. For example, we're always talking about cannabis and what it does and what it doesn't do and how it may be bad for some things but not so bad for others. There are a lot of studies being done, Ken. I know you and I have talked about the studies using cannabis to help relieve the signs of dementia and pancreatic cancer, that sort of thing. So where there's a yin, there's a yang, right? There are other things that using cannabis or the THC in cannabis, what is absorbed into your system may have an impact physically or emotionally. Is that a true statement?
Well, I think you have to back this up and differentiate between medical uses and recreational uses.
Yes.
And as an individual, we're not going to be able to self-medicate ourselves with cannabis. We're going to be able to maybe self-recreationally use it, but you really have to work with a healthcare provider if you want to get some of the medical benefits. I think you're talking about some of the research issues.
Yes,
so you have to do this within a research study. So there's a huge difference between looking at some of the potential medical benefits, and I think many of what you're suggesting are potential medical benefits yet to be proven but being investigated, versus the recreational uses. And we have some issues. I don't know if you want to get into some of the news this week about...
Yeah.
how high THC cannabis doubles the risk for anxiety disorders. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry this week, that users of marijuana and other cannabis products with high levels of THC, they're four times more likely to abuse the drug and nearly twice as likely to develop anxiety disorders.
All right, so there's the plus and the minus, the yin and the yang, and who knows where it goes. But as you say, the research is being done. That is with different kinds of research. That one shows that there's a risk in using this stuff. And so down the line, it's not. I do, though, hear people taking pills, THC pills, instead of smoking the stuff. That seems to have a calming effect on people in their sleep and other things. So if you don't smoke it and you take the capsules, is it going to have a better effect, more beneficial effect, do you think? You know?
Well, it depends what the indication is. And again, you don't want to do this on your own. You want to do this with your doctor. And again, you're differentiating recreational versus medical use. Mm.
I think I'm recalling one of your favorite slogans or sayings, you don't pull your own teeth. So
not with this, or are you going to get some of the adverse effects, which from head to toe. Just like this COVID-19, which literally can damage every organ in your body in the severe form.
Yep. All right. Here's a question about using drugs. You're the cardiologist here. So let's talk about what you normally would prescribe. If you see people that have advanced heart failure and they're at risk of dying, do you treat them differently than you see, than you treat someone who has perhaps the might have the vulnerability to it, but hasn't got a serious case?
Well, there is some good hopeful news in heart failure, which can be, in many, a deadly disease. It really is a deadly disease. And the heart's a pump. And there's basically two types of heart failure. One is where the pump can't compress. It has a very low ability to squeeze. And then there's another kind of heart failure where the heart actually squeezes well, but it doesn't relax well to fill with blood. In the type of heart failure where the squeeze is very weak, we call this a low ejection fraction, there's some real hope. If you have this kind of heart failure, you want to ask your doctor about two new drugs, especially this Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. It's a diabetes drug, but even when you don't have diabetes, it helps. And you want to combine it with a new drug that's not brand new, but it's pretty new, called Entresto. The problem is there's no generics for either one. But if you have weak heart failure, ask your doctor about these two new drugs, Entresto and Farxiga.
In Entresto, you see a lot of advertising for that, don't you? A lot
you do.
Of
all, you do, and you're going to be seeing a lot of advertising for Farxiga, because this just also was shown to be effective.
Connect with Dr. Ken anytime by dialing into Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida, 352-735-1400. Telemedicine abounds, and it's very helpful. The connection with Ken may help you a lot. Check it all out. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen here. As an overview, I want to know what the answer to the question is. Send a question, we'll get the answer, and ask Dr. Ken.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.